Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him radio program. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and I don't really have a title for my message today. Something happened I just wanted to share with y'all because I think it's something that will help you. The podcasts you probably noticed last week and this week are more informal, and the reason is because I have started just casting the care of the podcast onto the Lord. Especially since I've been very ill the last couple of months. And I just kind of cast them on him and I said, okay, Lord, if you want me to do a podcast, you give me, what you want me to do it about and I'll do it. And so he's been giving me these like last minute things. Like last week was how to develop intimacy with the Lord. And he just kind of showed me what he wanted me to talk to y'all about. And so this is what he showed me this week. And I just believe him to give me content that is relevant to you, that will be helpful to you, because my constant prayer is to give you teaching that will enrich your life, enrich your walk with Him, and help you to, you know, navigate the attacks and the challenges that we all face every day while we're on the earth. Okay, so what I'm about to teach you is something that actually my friend Nicole taught me. And she taught me, I don't remember when. I want to say it was a year and a half ago. And I keep forgetting about it. And she called me the other day to see if I had gotten better because she knew I'd been ill. And I actually started feeling ill back in November, just feeling unwell and just not being able to get back to, 100%. But then the last month or two, it got really bad. In the last 2 or 3 weeks, it got really, really bad. Like I could barely walk and function so bad that it was. And so I wasn't able to identify what was wrong. And that's very frustrating to me, because if you know what you have, then you can treat it, right? But if you don't know what you have, you don't know what to do. Well, with the current flu season, I was not about to pop into the local, walk-in clinic. I'm not going there while flu's going around. So I've just been treating it with over-the-counter stuff because it acts like a real bad case of allergies. And so I went back and forth, and I hate taking over-the-counter medication. I don't mind taking aspirin, and that's usually all I take is like some aspirin. Or on real bad allergy days in the fall or the spring, I might take like a Claritin. I mean, nothing big. So for me to have to take any kind of cold medicine or anything like that, I really hate that because I just don't like taking stuff. This got to the point that I've been taking so much over-the-counter medication that I had to keep a list with what time I took each thing so I didn't overdose myself, okay? So I didn't want to overdose and take too much and make myself more ill. So I've been doing that. And so Nicole called me, I want to say it was yesterday when we had this conversation. I'm having trouble keeping up with the time with all this going on. And she reminded me of something that she had taught me like a year and a half ago. And I said, oh, you're right. And I said, I'm going to do that. So as soon as we got off the phone, I did it. And then I just, carried on with my day. Just what I've been doing is just getting as much done as I can, in spite of the fact that, I felt like I'd been hit by a truck or something. And it got real, real bad a couple of weeks ago. And I mean, I was barely getting out of bed. It was so bad. I was just barely getting out of bed because I was just miserable. And on those days, I would just sit up in bed and like format the word books. I'm working on the 2016 is about to come out in print. It's already out in the Wings of Prophecy books for 2016 and 2017. The 2016 is already out on Kindle. And I'm going to go back and put 2015 out on Kindle too, because I haven't done that, just in case anybody wants it on Kindle. And 2016, I think I have out on Kindle, and it's about to come out in print. 2017, I'm working on the formatting. It's going very slow. But so the days that I was real ill, I would just sit up in bed and work on the formatting as much as I could so that I was getting something done. And I would like, I didn't answer emails much because I was too miserable to do that. I didn't interact much in the comments on the blog because I was too miserable to do that. But I did what I could so that I could keep on working. And, you know, in the days that I felt better, I did more. And in the days that I felt horrible, I just did less. That's all you can do when you're ill. Okay, so what Nicole reminded me of was, because she had gone through something kind of similar to this, but with different symptoms, where she just was in pain and felt bad, but she didn't know what was causing it. And she bound up the symptoms by their names. And then she cast out the demons that were causing the symptoms. So I did that. I bound up each symptom by what it was called, like a headache. Okay, a headache is a symptom. I bind you up, headache, in the name of Jesus. And then you cast out the demons behind it. And I think my prayer was something like, in the name of Jesus, I bind up nasal congestion, I bind up sneezing, I bind up, you know, the allergic reaction, whatever, you know, and I just named them off real quickly, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And then I said, in the name of Jesus, I bind together every demon that is behind these symptoms that I just bound up, that I just named, and I cast you into the abyss along with your filth and your seeds. Go now in Jesus' name. And then I just went on with my, you know, because I'd been talking to her on the phone, and I just got back to work and went on with my day and didn't think much about it. So then I wake up today and I felt so much better. The day before yesterday, I woke up and felt like the walking dead. I mean, it was bad. It was really bad and felt bad all day long. So I took stuff trying to feel better. Try to drink water, you know, do all the stuff that you do to try to feel better. And then I got up today and I really didn't feel bad. And I thought, hey, that's really good. Well, I have to take my dogs out. I took them out. And I was not getting worse symptoms outside. And usually with allergies, when you walk outside, they get way worse. And because I was looking for some kind of clue, you know, is it something in the house? Is it something outside? What is going on? Because for some of the days, if I opened a window or walked outside, the symptoms would get worse. But then the rest of the days, they don't get worse. So you don't know what's going on. And some days I would take cold medicine and I would feel better. And then some days I would take cold medicine and nothing got better. So it was completely confusing. So anyway, I did this when Nicole reminded me about it. Then I got up today and I felt so much better. And I've gotten so much more done. I've been up all day getting stuff done, you know, trying to, and of course you're playing catch up when you've been ill for a while. And I'm not 100%. You can probably hear that I'm still struggling to breathe a little bit, but I've not taken anything all day long. I've not taken any over-the-counter medication the entire day. And this is the first day in months that I have not had to take anything. So I will declare victory right here in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood of Jesus that I am healed. And I expect to see that manifest 100% very soon because I'm going to be praising him for it. Okay, so at some point you or someone you know may come down with symptoms and you don't know what's wrong, but you want to deal with it from a spiritual level. And this is a way that you can deal with it. If you don't know the name, we know that the name of Jesus is above every name. So if you know the name of a sickness, the name of Jesus is going to smack that thing down. And you just, you know, you go about it that way. But if you don't know the name, you can attack it this way. Bind up the symptoms, name them one by one, just call them what they are. And then in the name of Jesus, bind together all the demons causing those symptoms and cast them into the abyss with their filth and seeds in Jesus' name. I'm telling y'all, I've been trying for months to get better and nothing was working. And I tried everything I could think of, everything. Nothing touched this. And finally, something worked from the spiritual aspect. And I am so relieved. And I'm just going to keep praising him for my healing. Okay, I want to touch on one other thing before I close out the podcast. Anyone who was on the JPH Facebook yesterday may have noticed that I shared a cover image of Prophet J. Hudson's new book called The Feather and the Sword. Well, a particular person got on there and made a few comments about that, saying that she didn't believe that people who had visions should sell them, because I had mentioned that Prophet Jay had three fresh end time visions that he shares in this book, because I was really excited about that. And here's why, y'all. Prophet Jay is a personal friend of mine. I knew him for a couple of years online and by telephone, and know his wife, or his ex-wife now, they're divorced, but knew them when they were together, know them now. And he has prophesied over me many times. His prophetic accuracy is, in some cases, was down to a T. It was amazing to watch it play out. I mean, just amazing. So I know when he has a vision, it's something to pay attention to, and especially an end times vision. He gets visions and words about America like I do. He's a prophet to America. I don't know if he gets them for any other country. I've never heard him say that he gets them for any other country. So anyway, I made this post just basically saying, hey, his book's out, and I was really excited about his book. In fact, I read his book. I could not put the book down. It's only like 110 pages, but I could not, and I read very few books, y'all, because I don't have time to read books, okay? I just don't have time to read books. I read very few books. I don't even hardly listen to audiobooks because I don't have time for that either, because I'm praying all the time. I'm not working generally. But that book I could not put down. And I reviewed it as soon as I finished it. My review is on the books listing on Amazon. And his Kindle version should be out in about 24 hours. He's got it uploaded. So anyway, I shared this on the JPH Facebook page. And I was pretty upset at this comment that this girl posted. And I answered her that she has a problem with people, with Christian authors selling their books because, you know, of the visions, revelations, whatever in them. I have a problem with her having a problem with that, okay? People have said this to me before, but let me explain this from a biblical perspective. The Bible says that a workman is worthy of his hire, and especially a workman who labors in the word. Now, someone who writes a book like Feather in the Sword spends untold weeks, months, sometimes years in prayer, in study of the word, in worship, and just seeking God for what God wants in that book. And then spends months writing the book, and then spends at least weeks editing it, sometimes months, because you spend more time editing than you do writing. So then you have all the editing, then you have the formatting, which makes you pull all your hair out. A lot of work goes into these books. And the Bible says a workman is worthy of his hire. Period. Okay? But especially those who labor in the word are especially worthy. Okay? I know the hours of study that goes into this kind of thing because I do it. I write books all the time. Y'all know that. But the other thing is, someone who has the attitude of this young woman, let me tell you what that pertains to. Y'all remember the parable of the unwise virgins? Give us some of your oil. You know what the oil is? The oil is the presence of God and the revelations that you get when you spend all your time in the presence of God and you forsake the world. And you forsake the pleasures of the world while everybody else is going with their family on picnics and they're going on family vacations and they're doing all this other stuff. The prophets of God and the people of God who are writing these books are on their face and they're fasting and they're praying and they're seeking God and they've got their head buried in Bibles and Bible reference books trying to get revelation so the sheep can get fed, because the churches in most cases are not feeding the sheep. Can I just say that? Can y'all tell I have a real problem with this attitude about, oh, I don't think they should sell their books. No, let me tell you something. You try writing one of those books. You try writing just one book like The Feather in the Sword, and let's see what you have to say then. And it's true, many people are too poor to buy a book, but I guarantee you Prophet Jay would be the first person who would try to help someone find the funds to buy a book if they couldn't afford it, because he has a very kind and merciful heart. But I wanted to explain that to y'all. Don't ever give someone that attitude. That is so tacky. That is so tacky. And someone who speaks those words has no understanding at all. They have no understanding. And they definitely, you know, I've gotten this attitude before from people when I promoted a book or shared a post about a book or something, and they would send me these nasty grams like, well, you should just give me a copy of your book free, or you should give your books away free. Those are people generally who don't want to get out of their easy chair and go seek God and get the revelations for themselves. But they want you to do all the work and then give them your oil. So they'll have oil for their lamp, but they don't want to do any of the work to get the oil themselves. Those are the people that the Bible says will be shut out when the bridegroom comes. You know why they're going to be shut out? Because they don't have any oil in their lamp. Because they had an attitude, but they didn't want to spend any of their time getting any revelation. And I need to just stop, or I'm just going to keep preaching for 30 minutes, y'all. But I just wanted to tell y'all that because I was so upset by it. I'm so upset by that attitude, that gimme, gimme, gimme attitude from people who are too lazy to seek revelation in their own life. And the people that labor, and y'all, I know because I do this myself. Every time I start on a book or get an idea from God about a book, or he says, I want you to write this, I seek him and seek him and seek him and get in the word and say, Lord, what do you want to say to your people? Please give me what your people need. I do this for podcasts because I want the sheep to have food, because I've been one of the starving sheep. Y'all, I've been one of the starving sheep, and there's no, you try to go to churches and you don't get fed there, and you can't find the presence of Jesus anywhere, and you're just out there starving with no guidance and no help and no revelation to feed on. And I beg God for revelation for y'all. I beg him for that almost on a daily basis. Please, Lord, give me something for your people today. Give the people a word today. What do you want to say to your people today? I didn't get a word today, by the way, but I am constantly going to God asking for food for y'all. And The Feather and the Sword is a book written by someone else who does the same thing. Who says, Lord, what do you want in this book? This is your book. So anyway, I wanted to tell y'all that. If you have that attitude about people selling their books, you should never tell it to me. That's for sure. Do not ever tell me that you have that attitude. And I told her she needed to repent for her hard-heartedness, because that's being very hard-hearted. To begrudge a workman his hire. You're talking about a man who has no job here. We're talking about a man who does not work, okay? He doesn't have a job. This is his job, just like it's my job. All right, so I'm going to quit now. I hope that this blesses y'all. I hope that it helps you. I hope you get revelation from this podcast. That is always my prayer and my desire for you, is that the podcast and the words would feed you. I don't want y'all to be starving sheep out there. I want you to have revelation to think about as you, after you listen to the podcast or read one of the words. So as you go through your day, you've got something to think about, you know, and think about God and the things that of God that, you know, that you learned. So I hope that y'all have a really great week. Thanks for listening. Bye now. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539. Or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where all of a sudden it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are times of great uncertainty and change. They are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many of these wilderness experiences in my own life, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led into the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving your provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax is available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com in print, Kindle, and new audiobook versions. The Wilderness Companion. Don't go into the desert without it. Are there areas of your life you just can't seem to overcome in, no matter what you try? Are you plagued by depression, poverty, anger, lust, or failure? Do you recognize your predisposition to commit the same sins committed by your forefathers? Do you want a better life? Many people live their whole lives under generational and other types of curses without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Learn how to defeat every one of them through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can break the curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. Read about different types of curses and how to break them, including anger, a curse that causes angry outbursts in constant anger. Barrenness, a curse that causes miscarriages and prevents pregnancies. Fear, a curse that brings a plague of fear and anxiety. Illegitimacy, a curse that causes lust, rebellion, and sexual dysfunction. Get the book, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, Destroying Curses Through the Power of the Cross. Available now on Amazon.com. In print, and Kindle, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, and be free.